Friday. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, and I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. No, we're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, somebody told me I saved a soul the other day, so hey, don't hold that against me. Hey, my dad was a preacher, so let's blame it on him. Bless his rest his soul. I am Robert Gatewood. I'm your host of the show. You can find me right here on Radio 1 every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing that good old marketing gospel. I want you to join me today in this show. Feel free to chime in. We're going to talk about so many great topics. We're going to cover all this good stuff we need to do to get us on track here in 2017. Got a new president in the White House, if you want to call him that. Oh, that's hard to say. Oh, my gosh. That's just hard to come out of my lips. I know my co-host over there, every time I say it, she cringes. Good morning, Teacher Hillman.
Good morning, Mr. Gatewood, and good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, Teacher, she's our guest host on the first Friday of every month, and she brings some great topics. What you going to talk about today there, Teacher?
Well, today I am telling everybody on the radio station why they should have a prenuptial agreement.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So you want to stick around for that. Later in the show, around 11 o'clock hour, Ms. Attorney Teacher Hillman is going to talk about prenups. And I wonder if old Donald Trump, he should be listening, too. He's about due for a new one, isn't he?
Pretty much.
He gets a new one about every, 5 years or so.
Well, I mean, if he deports all the immigrants, then, you know, he won't have anybody to marry, so he won't need a prenup.
You are cold. Cold stone. We're also going to talk about, later in the show, we're going to talk about networking, the perfect Trump antidote. We're going to talk about that later in the show on my marketing sermon when I climb onto the pulpit and give you my sermon on the Trump antidote. We call it networking, which is going to be a good tie-in because today is also the first Friday of the month, and we have our networking event, the Marketing Pulpit First Friday. We do that the first month of every Friday of every month. We didn't do it last month because of the holidays and the weather and all that good stuff, but we decided to come back this month, and we are coming strong, so this is a good tie-in. If you haven't registered already, go to marketingpulpit.com, marketingpulpit.com, and get yourself on the road. You can pay the $9, or you can come on free. If you just want to come on and check things out, you have the option of supporting the event with a $9 donation, or you can come free. Just come on out here. We're also going to have some red velvet cake. One of our good sponsors and supporters, Phyllis Sweetly, boy, she created this red velvet cake, has some cream cheese in the middle, sour cream, which is one of them, cream cheese in the middle.
Wow.
Got this nice icing, and I got a chance to taste it. Oh, that is so good. So if you, I don't want to trick you into coming out by offering you cake. That doesn't sound right. I want you to come for something
last
besides
month was
the
alcohol,
cake.
Right?
Well, we're going to have a little bit of that too. Got to have a little bubbly because it is Friday. Come on, Nadia. You done had a hard week. You done put up with Trump for another week. You need something sometime to take a little sting off it. So we do have a little bubbly in the corner. We don't put it on the front of the center of the table, but we also have non-alcoholic. We have water. We have beverages. It is just a great and fantastic event. So go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the first Friday, marketingpulpit.com. Come on out. I'll be there. We're going to talk about franchising facts. A lot of folks have called me in the last few days and months and weeks and asked me, what the heck is involved in getting a franchise? What is a franchise? How do you get it? How much do they cost? So I'm going to touch on that a little bit later in the show also and just give you a little more information on what we're going to be talking about tonight. So go to marketingpulpit.com and register yourself for the upcoming First Friday event. The number here at the station is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We also have a couple of other events I want to tell you about. The SAYS, that's the Senior and Youth Services Group. Ms. Wanda Johnson, they're having their red and black benefit affair on Saturday, February 18th from 8 o'clock to 11:30 p.m. at the Fire Station One restaurant in Silver Spring, right up the street here in Georgia Avenue. It's an after five attire. Tickets are $50 in advance, $60 at the door. Heavy hors d'oeuvres, buffet, and they're going to have performances by the electric jazz violinist Bliss and the Why Not Me Band. They're also going to have the Bowie State University Dance Ensemble. It's going to be a great event. That's coming up on the 18th of February. That's a couple of weeks from now on a Saturday. And you can go to SAYS, go to their website, SAYSS.org, and register and get your tickets. They're going to sell out because already they, according to Ms. Johnson, they are really, those tickets are really moving. And you can get these tickets online also. That's Ms. Wanda Johnson. You can also call her at 301-861-6841. Also in February, these events are really popping. I guess a lot of other folks are having some Trump antidotes as well, trying to take their minds off of us.
I mean, you need to.
You need to get it. And that's why I'm going to use this networking event tonight, the first Friday. I'm going to use it as one of those antidotes. And that's why my topic later in the show is going to be talking about how networking is a great antidote, how it active groups get together and people put their common goals together and how to kind of support each other. So we're going to talk about that later in the show. Miss Tanisha Hobson, she's having her event, Optimal Living, on February 25th. That's a week after the SAYS event. It's called the Fit, Fabulous, and Full of Faith event, and that's sponsored by the Optimal Living magazine. And you can go to Optimal Living magazine 2017.eventbrite.com. That's Optimal Living magazine 2017.eventbrite.com and register. It's going to focus on weight loss, emotional and spiritual perspective, image branding, wealth building. Once again, it's another way to start 2017 on the good foot. Get that support, get that spirit going, get that body in good shape. And that's what the Fit and Fabulous and Full of Faith event coming up on 225. That's with the Optimal Living magazine. So go to Optimal Living magazine 2017.eventbrite.com. And she's also going to be coming into the show next week to talk about that event. No, the week after. And so we're looking forward to that. So we really got a lot of things going on. Also, this is Black History Month. So if anybody's Black History, you know what I've been thinking about, Tisha?
What is that?
Black History Month. Some people say it's not necessary. Some people say it's necessary. You know, I kind of see both sides. I'm going to tell you why. Now, I have a daughter. She's she's in college now. She's over at American University. She's bright. She's a piano prodigy. And she went to school kind of, when you introduce history to your young daughter, to your young child, when they come out of the womb, they really automatically see themselves as they don't understand race. They haven't dealt with it. And when you introduce it to them, I think they're initially set back mentally, if not any other way. Now, they're going to run into it eventually anyway.
Right.
So it's better that you tell them than somebody else.
Right.
But my daughter had no conceptual. She could not conceptualize herself or anybody that she knew being a slave. Only thing she noted was she was just as smart, just as bright as everybody else in the class. So I'm saying this to say, when you introduce blackness and African history to your young ones, don't just do it in the context of a slave.
Right, because people don't understand our history did not start
with slavery.
Right.
That's exactly right. So that's when I say, if you're going to talk black history, let's do the whole thing. Let's not just have people out there in the cotton fields and we bring up a Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman. And
I mean, I think part of the issue is, you know, you have people like, you know, your current president, because, you know, I won't say his name, but your current president, I guess he met with him this week, you know, because he did say that, you know, Frederick Douglass is Frederick Douglass is doing some great things.
like he was right down the street, right?
So, you know, I mean, I guess they got it popping over at the White House this week.
So I want to say hats off to all the contributions, and they have been so many, and I support the Black History Month, but I will say again, put it in context, we did not start, our history did not start with slavery.
Because we're amazing people.
So when I talk to my daughter, I take her way back.
Mm-hmm.
I go all the way back to the kings and the Nile civilization. We're the first people on earth.
Absolutely.
That's where life started. And then slavery was not something that we did. It's something that was done, perpetrated upon us. And so we have to give it that context. So happy Black History Month. And we'll be bringing those black facts to the show as we move forward. If you're looking for a way to make some quick money, Uber has jobs. Anybody
I'm sure
out
they
here?
Do.
Man, Everybody I know is doing Uber now. And you better get out there and grab some of that money, too. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Click on that banner on the right side and make you some money. You can make your money while you, you know, a lot of people are moonlighting and bootstrapping while they got their business off the ground, trying to get that business off the ground. And Uber is one of those opportunities that allow you to continue your full-time business or your full-time job. All you need is a car and a driver's license, and you can start making money today. Now they have that cash-out system where you can actually make a delivery and get your money right away.
So what do you think about them getting in trouble this week?
Well, you know, they're trying to make it right. They're trying to make it right. It was kind of like they had that announcement about, you know, the taxis were protesting the immigration ban on the Muslims, and Uber pretty much, they made an announcement that we're not going to do the surge pricing. So I guess they were trying to say that we're not going to benefit or profit from the strike. So they made an announcement that they're going to eliminate the surge pricing. And surge pricing means when things are really, really hopping, the drivers can charge more. So they call themselves kind of like, well, we're not going to charge surge pricing. But a lot of people interpreted that as saying we're going to benefit by taking advantage of the strike. Mm. Well, they tried to correct it, and they have backed off of that quite a bit. A lot of people understood that this was a bad move. It didn't come across. The optics were terrible. But I think their intentions were good. Now, Uber has joined Mark Zuckerberg, Apple, a lot of the other big tech companies, and they have joined in a joint letter to President Trump. That doesn't even sound. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know that hurt your ears. Against the orange. What do you call the mango Mussolini, the orange Cheeto, whatever you want to call it. That's what Karen Hunter calls it, the orange Cheeto. And some people have used the word mango Mussolini. But so they have joined in a joint effort to address this ban, and Uber was one of those groups. So Uber has actually come back around. So people that were ready to burn them and take them off their app earlier this week have come back around and realized that they just made a bad PR move, but their heart seems to be in the right place. Some of these other big tech companies, including Facebook and some of the others, who've actually come out very strongly against this immigration ban, which I think is just horrible. It's not just the immigration ban. It's not just the attack against Muslims. It just tells you where this president's mindset is. Mm-hmm. That he would actually think that people are going to just take this and lie down. They're not. People are fighting back, and justly so. I mean, and these you got this Bannon guy in the White House who's almost like a Nazi, and he just has Trump's ear. So, but anyway, that's another topic for another day, but we will be beating this drum. That's why later in the show we're going to talk about some antidotes to help combat the Trump Trumpism. Do you listen to The Marketing Pulpit? The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. You can join in the many topics that we're going to have today. Let's see, what else we got going on? Okay, we got the First Friday. Also, go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the First Friday event coming up tonight. It's a free event. It's a networking event. We do it the first Friday of every month. I have in the studio Miss Attorney Teacher Hillman. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those franchising facts, which is going to be the theme of the Marketing Pulpit First Friday this evening. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by McDonald's. Accidents gone now. Minnesota Avenue northbound before Pennsylvania Avenue. Everything is open, so that's getting much better right now, but it was there for a while, so a little slow still. 295 southbound is slow into the long-term construction zone between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. 3rd Street Tunnel heading up to New York Avenue, long-term road work there again, slowing things down up from the U.S. Capitol exit. Better now on New York Avenue inbound. What size is your hunger? The Big Mac now comes in three sizes. Try the new Grand Mac, Junior Mac, or the classic Big Mac today for a limited time only at McDonald's. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, a high around 40 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight, tonight down to 23 for low tomorrow. A sunny day and a high around 40. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. I do get asked quite often, hey, Gatewood, are you a preacher? Marketing pulpit? What's that about? Well, my dad was a preacher. I'm not a preacher. My ministry is to help businesses. My ministry is to make our community successful. My ministry is to build economic empowerment so we stop spending all our money outside of our community while we have these businesses in our community that are suffering. Mm-hmm. That's my ministry. Don't get me on this pulpit today. Ministry. Pretty good ministry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm here for. That's why I've been preaching for the last 7 years, maybe 7 years in May. And I'm going to keep on preaching it. So if you have a business and you're thinking about going into business, you need to give me a call because I have had a busy week, teacher. I don't know, Trump must have scared people or something. But my phone, that's not a bad thing if you're going to help the community. Because people who have been sitting on the fence waiting on something to happen and say, well, I'll get around to it later on. I'll start this business maybe in a couple of years when I retire. Maybe I'll go ahead and get that call, but I'll get my business later on. I have had probably one of the best Januaries probably since I've been in business, and I'm sure a lot of it has to do with anxiety, because this is the psychotherapist part of me speaking. When we are under stress, when we are experiencing anxiety and uncertainty, we want to lash on to something that's certain, something that's solid, something that's steadfast. And I think that people have been listening to the show, and people that know me, they realize that I am a proven, steady, I don't say guaranteed, but I'm a staple. I'm not going to fly. I'm not uncertain. You know who I am. You know where to find me. You know what I've done. You know who I've worked with. I've worked with people like Willie Jolly and Joe Madison. I've helped start so many companies. And so because of that, and I'm thankful, I'm grateful that people have seen me in that way. And so as accordingly, I've had a lot of calls of people last month. A lady called in yesterday, last week on the show. She wanted my information. She came by the office, and a pretty good chance we're going to be actually growing her business in 2017. Mm. And I invite anybody else. If you want something solid, something that's proven, you're sitting on the fence, give me a call. Come on by the office. There is no fee for that consultation. If you don't even use my service, you're going to walk away with something that you can use. So call me at 301-839-2836. You can also go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com. And I have been putting people on the road to success for the last 25 years, and I'm not going anywhere.
And I can certainly attest to your skill, because I have learned a lot from, you know, just hanging around you, from working with you. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, what he is saying is absolutely true.
Thank you very much. And what I like about you, Tish, is that you have – there's certain people that just get it. Some people, it takes a little longer than others. Some people just, you got to beat them over the head over and over again. And that's okay. That's why I have the show. Hope I'm not beating you too hard. But
and that's why you carry that club, too, right?
The club. Okay, the club. You're not supposed to know about the club. Sometimes you have to get the club and hit them over the head, literally. But that's an extreme case. But for the most part, I try to genuinely educate people. And that's what this show is about. It's about educating people to the necessity. If you have a business, you will not succeed if you're not marketing that business. Now, there's a difference between marketing and advertising. Marketing is the mental part. It's helping you to identify your audience. It's helping you to brand. It's helping you to realize that you have to advertise on multiple channels across several platforms. Mm-hmm. Advertising is actually the implementation. It's getting that message out there. It's really the only thing advertising provides is impressions. It puts your name out there in the environment, in the atmosphere. But to do that effectively, you must engage in a marketing process. And that's why first thing I do when I meet with somebody, we have to identify who your audience is, and we put together a strategy. That's the first. When you come in there and you retain me, I said, look, you're going to have to carve out a certain percent of this money for me to sit down and write up a strategy. We're not going to go out here throwing stuff at the wall to see if it sticks. Mm-hmm. We're going to do our research. We're going to identify our audience. And then once we do that, we're going to go forward aggressively. The reason people don't advertise aggressively, Tisha, is because they're afraid they're going to lose their money.
Yeah.
And I would be afraid, too. If I didn't know what I was doing, I wouldn't spend money either. But when you're working with somebody, or when you have the assurance that this effort is going to give you a return on your investment, Then your wallet loosens up, you're more aggressive, and you will beat the pants off your competition because they're sitting there saying, I'm not going to spend my money. I'm going to hang on to my money. You will not get rich by hanging on to your money. I'm going to tell you, you got to invest it.
Yeah.
You can't. If you go put
That's a good point.
Hey, use this example. Let's say you're down to your last $500, and I've been there. Believe me, I've been there. You're down to your last $500, and you say to yourself, wow, I am afraid of going broke. So what are you going to do with that $500? Do you go out there and bury it in the ground so you can't get to it and say, well, that way I'll make sure I won't spend it? Or do you take that $500 and invest it and turn it into $1,000? Mm. Turn that $1,000 into $1,500. Turn that $1,500 into $5,000.
So you're saying you got to flip it.
You got to flip it. That's a good way. Because guess what happens? When it's out there in the ground, bury it, the first emergency comes along, you're going to be out there with a shovel digging it up. Your car notes got to get paid. Your kid all of a sudden bumped his head. Got to take him to the doctor. You got a cold. Your bathroom faucet broke or something. A pipe burst.
It's always going to be something.
There is always something. So you cannot sit on that $500. Now when it's gone, now you're broke. You don't want to get to that point. So I don't want you to give me your last $500. But I'm saying if you are in a business and you have a certain amount of income coming in, you need to commit a percentage of that to growing it and making it into more income. And just maintaining is not good enough because maintaining doesn't take care of those contingencies. When you have a surge in business, when you have something that comes along, when you have a slow month. So you have to be growing that money, and nothing does that better than a good marketing strategy. And that's why my company has been so successful and been around for so many years. Just go to my homepage and look at some of the testimonies of people who've actually used the service. And so that's gatewoodmarketing.com. Just find out how we can help you as well. Give me a call, 301-839-2836. Now, later today at the first Friday, we're going to talk about some franchising facts. Some people don't want to start a business from scratch, teacher. They just, look, that's just too much work. I've been a government worker all my life. There is no job called governmentworker.com. So I need to do something. I need to do something with my life once I'm done with this government job. Well, many people, and more than actually will tell you, have turned to franchising. They take their money and they go out and buy themselves a franchise. Mm. So later in the tonight, we're going to talk about, that's going to be the theme of the first Friday. So quickly on some of the franchising facts, some things that you might need to know, and we're going to expound upon tonight, is that franchises, for one reason people flock to them with such alacrity, is that they have like a 90% success rate. No business that I know of, and I've started a lot of businesses and worked for a lot of people who've started businesses, 90% is a high number. And then the 10% that don't make it, usually it's because they didn't follow the rules. Franchises have some very strict rules. If you're not a person that can follow the rules, then hang on to your day job. It's not going to work for you because you have to follow those systems. Now, you might not even agree with all of those systems, but they have been proven, and they're going to tell you in that agreement, you have to follow these systems. So you can't go out here and buy an accounting franchise and start selling ribs out the side door. They're not going to allow you to do it. They have a very strict rules on what you can do and what you can't
do. Don't hate on the street ribs, though.
I know it's tipped.
With some white bread, do it.
Oh, man.
Don't hate on
and
the street ribs.
And how that bread soaks up the juice, man.
You already know.
Now, you done started something up in here. You sound like you're down the south. Where you from?
Florida.
Oh, okay, that's south. That's way south. God, now you got me thinking about ribs. Oh, Alonzo said a pre-nut meal. See, now you done threw me off course. I'm thinking about those ribs all of a sudden.
I'm sorry.
All right. Back to the... So one thing, franchises have a 90% success rate. Here's something else you might want to know. First time you say franchises, people think about a restaurant. That's the first thing they think about. A McDonald's.
That's the first thing I thought.
I want to get a Subway. Folks, that's only a fraction of the franchises. As a matter of fact, most people that come to me to discuss franchises will not end up in a restaurant. Restaurants are hard, first of all. The second thing, they are very, very expensive. You want to buy a McDonald's, you better have yourself a couple of $1 million, and you better have yourself a net worth of about $500,000. Net worth is what eliminates most franchise buyers, and that's something you may not know. Mm. Your net worth, you simply take all your assets, subtract your liabilities. Therein lies your net worth. You can have $1 million in the bank, but if you owe $2 million, you cannot buy a franchise. Mm. Those are just one of those few franchise facts. Another thing is that the franchise laws protect the buyer. So a lot of that apprehension people have about franchise, wow, man, I'm going to give these guys my money and they're going to just They're going to rip me off. Well, you're protected by a thing called an FDD, the Franchise Disclosure Document, which is a really fat document they have to send you. And you have to understand that the laws are built to protect the franchise buyer, not the person that's selling it. Mm. Maryland and Virginia are actually registration states, where the Franchise Disclosure Document has to be registered on the books of the state. So you have an extra layer of protection. And something else you might not know. If I gave you my franchise disclosure documents, and look, I want to sell you this franchise, I could not legally buy it from you for two weeks. They can't take your money for 2 weeks, so you have that time to think about it. Anyway, folks, those are some quick franchise facts. We're going to go with more tonight at the First Friday. Coming up next, we're going to have attorney Tisha Hillman talking about prenuptials. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No, Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music, playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are 5 product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
WOL presents Married But Single 2, the sequel to the hit stage play Married But Single by Jacarius Johnson. Married But Single 2, starring Hollywood hitmakers Lisa Ray McCoy, Bill Bellamy, Carl Anthony Payne, Shantae Moore, and Ginuwine. Coming to the Warner Theater March 17th through 19th. Tickets are available at the Warner Theater box office and all Ticketmaster outlets. Listen for your chance to win tickets right here on 1450 WOL and 95.9.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, celebrating 35 years of service to the community, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
We are definitely giving power back to the people today. I don't care who's in the White House. You got to take some responsibility and take some actions on your own. You got to take some power. Make that power. Your power lies within. I wrote a book back in 2008 called Played in Full, The Marketing Exploitation of Black America. Hmm. And the solution was you have to really grow a backbone. Stop being so... following the crowd and following crazy folks telling you what to do. And it's a great book for these times in which we're living. So if you want another antidote for Trumpism, you can go to playedinfull.com and get that book. One of my clients, Neely Fuller, he wrote this book called The Racist Code. It's a couple of books. That book is jumping off the shelf. I mean, we can't keep up. We have it on Amazon. They have their private distribution system. And it is really just gone crazy, and I'm sure a lot of it has to do with Trump. And so we have to find ways, we have to find our own ways to deal with it, and that's why we're doing the segment later on, the networking, how it can help. We have in the studio attorney Tisha Hillman. She's a great attorney. I've seen her at work, and I've talked to people who work with her. I referred people to her, and for good reason. The lady understands this whole process of family law. Today, she's talking about prenuptial agreements. And by the way, go to marketingpulpit.com. We have her right on the homepage, her contact information, her website, her phone number, which she will also give out later after the interview, after the segment. But this is an Attorney Hillman prenuptial agreement. A lot of people talk about it. Very few people understand the whole ins and outs of it. I understand you're going to clear up some misconceptions and put us on the right, on the straight and narrow.
I am. But before I put you on the straight and narrow, I have to channel my inner Kellyanne Conway and give you some alternative facts. So alternative fact number one, I don't have a lot of money, so I don't need a prenuptial agreement.
Ooh, that's not a fact.
That is an alternative
fact. Also known as
a lie.
That's a lie. Okay.
So the truth is, you know.
So you're telling me it doesn't matter how much money or money you don't have, a prenuptial agreement is still a good idea.
It's always a good idea.
Get out of here.
It's always a good idea because I think, again, I think the people, common folk, right? Okay. Us common folk, you know, when you see and hear about celebrities getting divorced or celebrities getting married, these are the times that people hear and think about prenuptial agreements because they hear, oh, well, you know, this person isn't getting anything, you know, if they get divorced because of their prenuptial agreement.
Okay, now you got somebody like Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm.
When they sign a prenup, I guess it basically saying I get to keep this. You, break it down for us.
So, again, alternative fact number two.
Okay, please. I'm just leading you in.
Alternative fact number two. Because I have a prenuptial agreement or I'm asking my partner to sign a prenuptial agreement, that means I am already doomed. I've already doomed us to fail, right? Or that means I must not love this person.
Yeah, that means that if you making me sign this, you must not think we're going to last past a certain number of years.
Right, or you don't trust me.
And that's when I see people like Gabrielle and Dwayne Wade signing these agreements, and you're saying to yourself, and that's what the conception is, that, man, they're already saying they're not going to make it. That's an alternative fact.
That is absolutely an alternative fact. Because how it works is a prenuptial agreement is essentially a way to change the game. It's a way to change the rules because what happens is when two parties get married,
right?
The laws of the state that they get married in sets certain parameters in terms of what happens to their property after they get married.
Okay.
Like, say, for instance, you get married and your partner dies.
Okay.
If you die without a will, the laws of the state say that you can get, you know, you can get a certain amount of this property depending on children and parents that may survive your spouse, right? So a prenuptial agreement, think about it this way. A prenuptial agreement is, in essence, one of the levels of estate planning.
Okay.
So, you know, estate planning encompasses a lot. It encompasses wills, trusts, prenuptial agreements. It can encompass a lot because at the end of the day, you got to think about it as a way to protect your assets. And a way to protect your legacy, a way to protect what it is that you want to distribute and how you want to distribute it. It's a way to do what you want to do without the laws of the state interfering.
And so I guess because the laws of the state vary from state to state.
Correct.
Then a prenup, I guess, does it transcend any state law if you move?
So that's one of the benefits of a prenuptial agreement.
Okay.
So I'm an attorney licensed in Maryland. I'm a family attorney. And one of the things that I do is prenuptial agreements.
Okay.
And so when a person gets married, what happens is from the day they get married until if they divorce or whatever the case may be, the property that they have acquired during the course of their marriage is considered marital property.
Okay.
And so if they get divorced, the law says these rules govern the divorce.
Okay.
If one of the spouses dies, the laws say this is how your deceased spouse, this is how their assets have to be distributed if they don't have a will, right?
Okay.
So what a prenuptial agreement does is say, okay, well, the laws of the state, for instance, the state of Maryland, say all of this is now marital property because we got married and it's not excluded by gift or by deed or by inheritance. A prenuptial agreement says, okay, all of that property None of it is marital property because we have an agreement that says it's not. Therefore, if, say, for instance, I have a business. My business is worth $2 million when I get married.
Okay.
And I have a, you know, my spouse says, you know, well, I put $500,000 in effort, non-monetary, this is my non-monetary contribution to the marriage. Therefore, that $500,000 or whatever amount in value my business increases throughout the course of the marriage, through my partner's contribution, they can say, well, you've transformed, right? It's called the transmutation of property. Mm-hmm. So you've transformed a portion of your business to marital assets because my partner has contributed $500,000 in effort to it. A prenuptial agreement says, no, 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 no. Although the law may say that, the state law may say that, we have an agreement that says, if I walk into this marriage with a business, my business is my business, your business is your business, my money is my money. You can set it up however however you want to.
But wouldn't that tick the spouse off?
Well, I mean, it depends. It absolutely depends.
Because let's take the devil's advocate. Let's say the person say, look, I put in $500,000 I've raised the kids, provided you, I've rubbed your head when you had that stressful day, I've been to your spiritual and support. That's worth $500,000. So why wouldn't that person, so I guess that's a decision they have to make jointly. Can that person say, look, okay, because I brought a $2 million business to the table, I'm willing to give that some monetary value, but this is the amount.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't have to be zero.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I guess that's what they would negotiate.
Exactly. Okay. And so a part of the agreement, I mean, it's an agreement.
Okay.
So the parties do have to, you know, the other spouse, the, you know, say the non-wealthy spouse or whatever, they have to negotiate the terms of the agreement. It's a very lengthy process. So it can be very expensive. But if you think about it, at the end of the day, say, for instance, your marriage doesn't work out, right? And you want to be able to keep, you know, your assets the way that you wanted them. You don't want somebody that you no longer love to be able to have, you know, this amount of your money. But you get to have some kind of say in how it's distributed. But it's always a better idea to, you know, to give the spouse something so as it doesn't look,
that's what I'm about to say next.
Unfair.
I think the conception, whether it's a misconception or not, is that the rich spouse is really bullying the non-rich spouse by making them adhere to these strict rules, basically saying, look, this is mine, and you're broke, I'm rich, and that's the way it's going to stay. I mean, so how does the non-rich person benefit, or do they?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily, and this is going to be controversial, but I don't necessarily think the purpose of a marriage is for financial, you know, for financial gain for, you know, either spouse. Because if I, you know, I'm 40 years old, right, okay. And non-married.
Okay.
If I get married today and, you know, I have more assets, so, you know, than my spouse.
So you marry some poor joker who's out here sleeping on the street.
I mean, you know.
I'm sure you're not going to do,
right.
But.
I don't think that's going to happen. But say, for instance, I was out of my mind for a second and I decided to do that. I want to be able to say, well, I had this before I walked into this marriage.
And
even if you contributed to it, you know, thank you for your gift.
And even if that person really loved you for yourself and not your money, then they should go along with it.
Absolutely.
Is that the controversial part?
And I think that's the controversial part, because that's where people say, well, you know, if you enter into a prenuptial agreement, one, if the, you know, the non-wealthy, we'll call them the non-wealthy spouse, will say, well, you don't love me, you don't trust me, you're dooming us to fail, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I look at it from the perspective of, no, this is, we're both walking into this marriage with what we walked into. And you can also say, you know, what we build in the marriage, you know, we're going to separate it this way. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Let me put a call. This is the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for our guest, host, she's not a guest anymore. You're not a guest.
I'm not a guest.
You're a host.
I live here now.
You're a host. That's right. I saw your coat hanging over there.
Right?
It was already here when I got here. Got a little makeup kit in.
Took off my shoes, relaxed.
We have attorney Tisha Hillman. She's discussing prenup agreements. If you have a question, give us a call, 1-800-450-7876. Also, if you don't catch her on the air, you can catch her on the afterwards. She's going to give out her information. I have a couple more questions. Now, let's just say that this is should they do this? I guess you do it before you get married. Can you do it after the fact?
So you can do it after the fact.
Probably harder. Is it harder after the fact?
I do think that negotiating can be harder after the fact. But, you know, you can do it after you're married. But I always advise people to do it before you get married. Because what if the person does not agree?
But I guess if you do it afterwards, it's already marital property at that point once you get married?
Yes. Because from the time you get married, you mm-hmm. say I do, to the time you get divorced or your spouse dies, you are accumulating marital property unless, with a rule, at least in Maryland, says if the property is excluded by gift, by deed, or by inheritance, then it's non-marital property. So but you can transform non-marital property, like I said, into marital property, or at least a portion of it, by, you know, helping it to, like I said, to appreciate in value, or so to speak. You can argue, well, that is transmutation of property. And so, you know, by that rule, I should be able to benefit at least from this portion that you've mutated into marital property.
So if somebody's sitting out there today, they're about to get married, they're already married, they're about to jump the broom, and they wanted to talk to you about this, what should they do?
They should give me a call. Office number is 301-744-7996, and I'm going to speak into the mic a little bit louder so people can hear me.
Yes, yes.
301-744-7996. You can also visit my website to learn more information about me and about my practice. It's the Law Office of Tisha S. Hillman. It's in Largo, Maryland, located at 9701 Apollo Drive, Suite 301. My website is www.tshillman, with two L's, law.com. That's www.tshillmanlaw.com. And I can answer your questions about issues regarding family law, criminal law, and also personal injury.
So criminal law, if somebody got went out and shot somebody, they need a defense, you take care of them?
They should call someone else. Because I don't do serious felonies.
Not that kind of criminal law.
Right.
Okay. All right, folks. That's attorney Tisha Hillman. She's here the first Friday of every month. She's going to be here the rest of the show. So if you have a question, if you get that light bulb goes on, if you have a question, feel free to call us 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. When we come back, we're going to talk about networking, the perfect Trump antidote. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is brought to you by your local Food Line. It's very slow on 295 northbound long-term construction between East Capitol Street and Benning Road. Also slowing on southbound 295 from Benning Road down to East Capitol Street. Both ways in those delays. 3rd Street Tunnel northbound is heavy now from the U.S. Capitol exit up to the long-term construction near New York Avenue. Want to score big at Food Line? Come in today for your chance to win cash and prizes when you buy 5 participating products. See store for details. Scoring big with Pick Your Play at Food Line. How refreshing. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Jiffy Lube. For today, mostly cloudy, a high around 40 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight, tonight down to 23 for low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and the high still only around 40 degrees. Discover the value of Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change, not just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs, saving our community. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for me or our guest host, Ms. Attorney Tisha Hillman, call us at 1-800-450-7876. Anybody with a prenup question, give us a call, and we're going to talk about, we've got a lot of people out here doing WordPress websites. I want you to know, just a quick aside, your website is being bombarded constantly by what is known as a brute force attack. We call that password guessing. So if you have a WordPress website, this is just not some websites, they all are. Maybe not 100%, but let's say 90, 95, 97%. They're being bombarded with what is called a brute force attack. It's a spider web robots that go out on the web. Some joker sends them loose, go out into the atmosphere, and they're looking for weak passwords. Mm. Weak passwords. And there's two ways they get in. One is usually through your admin login, and the other way is through the XMLRPC.
What is that?
That's on the method that's used for applications, APIs, and things like that, mobile devices. And so they're using these. So that's two ways they use this brute force attack to try to get in through password guessing. And they use about, and they did a survey, about 100 million and 108 million. They were almost equal in their attempt. So whether they're trying to get in through your WP, that's that WP-admin when you put it after your URL. And you can, if you have some type of program, I'm going to advise you to get some type of program like WordFence or SiteLock, Security. These are programs you should put on your WordPress website to help thwart some of these attacks. Some will just alert you, let you know that somebody's been trying to get in. Some will actually fix it. Some will actually take the malware out. Mm. So these two types of attacks, this brute force attacks, are coming in through this admin in the XMLRPC. Found out that most of the attacks, believe it or not, are coming from Russia.
I'm not really shocked.
Most
by that
of the attacks are coming from Russia, followed by the United States, followed by Ukraine, followed by India, Turkey, France, Brazil, Romania, Italy, and the Netherlands.
I'm trying to elect our next president.
So Russia, they're really, really busy. Now, Russia, by the way, is using the WP login as their weapon of choice. The attackers in the United States are using the XML attack, of course. So, just very interesting how these things happen, but I do advise anyone who has a WordPress website, do install some type of program on your WordPress inside on your dashboard, like a WordFence, or have your server, the webmaster, put it on your server. That would be a program like SiteLock. We actually help with that. You can also call me about that, 301-839-2836, and we've actually put quite a few people. Matter of fact, teacher, we put SiteLock on your website.
Yeah,
so your website is safe. You had been attacked. They had actually gotten into your door, so we got them out of there and put a fence around it. We're going to talk about networking. If you have a business, and particularly in these are some troubling times. We talked about earlier how when things are uncertain, when there's a lot of uncertainty in the air and indecision, undecisiveness, you're anxious, you're stressed out. Sometimes you have to take some type of steps to mitigate that. And we talk about the president. He's been shown to be a very unstable person, and people need some type of stability in their lives. And so I thought this was a perfect time to talk about networking. Now, I've been a networker. I used to call myself a serial networker. I was part of BNI. For many years, I was the president of the Largo chapter, and I met some very good people. Matter of fact, some of these people I met at BNI are really, really some of my best clients.
BNI?
That was Business Networking International, the biggest networking group in the really in the world. They have branches all over the world, Japan, China, United States. There are a few right here in the D.C. area. So I did that, and that's when I really, really, it just blew my mind how effective it was because when you're doing traditional advertising, you need to do both. That's the first thing I want to say. You need to do networking. You need to do media advertising. You do social media, web. But networking is that face-to-face. Mm. That's what makes it different than any other type of advertising. I can run an ad here on Marketing Pulpit till the cows come home. But there's a pretty good chance I may never meet the person who responds. Mm. When I'm networking, I'm sitting right next to you. Mm-hmm. I'm staring you in the face. Usually I'm talking to the president or the decision maker. So that makes networking unique. It's uniquely qualified to bring in all those stakeholders that are necessary to make a business successful. So now I said, why is networking even more important in this in these turbulent times? And that's why I call it the Trump antidote. Well, let's look at some of the benefits of networking. Networking, unlike selling, is actually about relationships. And that's the biggest difference. You don't go into a networking event with your order book in front of your hand. Matter of fact, no selling should take place at all. You should be trying to identify people who are going to become stakeholders. And when we talk about stakeholders, we're talking about customers, we're talking about vendors, we're talking about suppliers, we're talking about potential partners, joint venturers, we're talking about funders, investors. So you go into the networking event not just trying to get that one sale, which is not sometimes a other difference between traditional advertising and networking. Networking is about building those relationships, and if you do it right, it will lead to sales. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say with no unequivocally, networking has been one of the most important keys to my success as a business.
Wow.
When I was bootstrapping, I had my big six-figure job on the side when I first started my company. I got lazy. I felt like, shoot, man, I can just advertise as much or as little as I want to. Well, when I gave up that six-figure side hustle to come into my company full time, I realized how hard it was to get customers. It was really hard, and I didn't want to spend all my money on advertising, but I knew one thing that I had that, thank goodness, I knew I was very knowledgeable, and that when I talk to people, I could be very convincing and persuasive. And that was an asset that I took into networking. And so it became my number one source of customers, even to this day. Mm. Networking works for me like nothing else. So, but in these times, we use it not just to get customers and stakeholders. It also serves as a support system. Many business owners have the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
We got the rent due at the first of the month. We're dealing with employee issues. We're dealing with sales issues. And now we're dealing with an uncertain guy in the White House. And sometimes you just need to get somebody around you and give yourself a big group hug. And networking is great in that regard. So we use networking for support. Networking is also great for self-esteem. You're being bombarded now. I mean, people are belittling you. They're making you question yourself. Networking picks you up. It helps you with that self-esteem. It helps you put your chest out because you're around people that appreciate you.
Mm.
Whereas in some of these environments you go in, people are, like I said, beating up on you. They bring you down. Networking is great for your self-esteem. Networking is it's for activity purposes. You need to get out of your house. To all of the people who are working from home, and I have nothing against that, but sometimes you got to get out the house.
Oh, no.
You got to get out that house. I am sorry, folks. You will never make it big time just staying in the house. You don't have to go out here and get a $2,000 a month rent or a $1,000 a month rent or a $500 a month rent, but you do have to get out of the house. Networking takes care of that. So that's why we push the first Friday networking event. Some people, they come to us. I feel like that's the first time they've been out of the house all month, and that's why we open up our doors every first Friday for people who really need some activity. Networking is great for awareness. It's a great opportunity to learn about new business techniques, things that are going on in the industry. And so you're not going to get that by just Googling and watching TV and reading books. You need to hear it from the horse's mouth. And people that come to these networking events, sometimes it just shocks you that somebody stands up and says exactly what you were thinking, because networking usually brings people together of like minds. Now, here's one particularly important during these times of uncertainty and turmoil and anxiousness and anxiety. Networking is also a great form of activism because it's a platform to promote social and political change. It's a platform to let people know that, look, I'm not just in this for money. I'm here to make a difference. And if I have to use my economic and my social might to thwart a person who's trying to marginalize my community or bring harm to my financial well-being or my economic empowerment, then you bring these people together of like minds. Networking can be a very good form of activism, and we found that to be very much the case at the first Friday. I mean, you know, we don't stand there with our fists in the air wearing dashikis, but we do understand that in Prince George's County in the D.C. area, a lot of us are facing the same issues. Some of us have the same political mindsets, and we don't discourage anybody who has difference. We want to hear those differences. We invite everybody, but it does provide a platform for you to air those, to make that political and social impact. Of course, it gives you exposure of your business. Promotion is a great tool. I said it's not, you don't walk in there with a sales book out, but it is a great way to promote your business. Branding, when people see your name and they see your face time and time again, you're building that credibility, that stability that people want to see in these times. And I guarantee you, teacher, that's why my company is doing so great now, because I have established myself as a solid, stable entity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a time of instability, you will latch on to things that present stability. And so networking is a good way to identify those people and for yourself to present yourself as that stable person. And of course, last but not least, it gives you perspective. When you're at a networking event, you're going to hear different points of views, some views you probably hadn't even considered yourself. And so networking provides that. So come on out tonight if you want to give it a good whirl. Come on out to the First Friday networking event at marketingpulpit.com. Go there and register. And also, we're going to be having it at BLE Executive Suites at 9701 Apollo Drive. And that is a great place if you need an office. So if you want to have your own event, go to BLESuites.com and find out more about the great office spaces they have. They have the training room, the networking room, the meeting room, somebody to answer your phone, to pick up your mail. Go to BLESuites.com and join them and get yourself a good way to get out of the house and make your company grow. Teacher, I want to thank you for being here today.
No,
you always
you.
Bring great information. I'm looking forward to having you back in the next First Friday. And if we can get you in before that, we'll do that also.
Absolutely.
Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to wrap it up every Friday, 10:30 a.m. We're right here bringing you the good marketing gospel. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. I'm Nick Povey. Here's the latest from News1.com brought to you by the Virginia Lottery. Want to feel like a VIP? Well, now's your chance with the new one.